An unusual test is scheduled to take place soon in South Carolina. Plutonium from bombs will go into a nuclear reactor and make electricity for homes and businesses. It will be a milestone in a Swords to Plowshares project aimed at getting rid of nuclear weapons. The project is stalled, however, because the power company hasn't satisfied the government that it can properly safeguard the plutonium. And opponents say the project encourages trade in a dangerous substance, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The basic premise here is that getting rid of plutonium from old bombs is a good idea. One way is to bury it. Another is to mix it with uranium and use it in a reactor to make electricity. Over time, the nuclear reaction makes the plutonium unsuitable for weapons and highly radioactive as well. That would discourage anyone, governments or terrorists, from using it again. This fuel is called MOX for mixed oxide. Duke Power will test 4 MOX fuel assemblies in a reactor at Catawba. Duke wants to be the first American utility to use this kind of fuel on a regular basis. Steve Nesbitt is Duke's MOX manager.
We make a point when we're going to do something different of making sure we've thoroughly checked it out. Even if we're confident that things are going to work the way we think they will, we still like to take things out for a test drive. So that's really what we're doing here. We don't expect any surprises.
The Department of Energy is paying for the test drive as part of its deal with Russia to get rid of bomb plutonium. In the U.S., that's 34 tons. But Edwin Lyman, a physicist with the Union of Concerned Scientists, says this solution only looks simple.
Who can argue against taking plutonium that was once a nuclear weapon and turning into something less vulnerable to being used in a nuclear weapon again? And that's certainly true, but the problem is the process is so complicated and there are so many risks involved, the cure may be worse than the disease.
Part of the problem is that no one in the U.S. makes MOX fuel, so plutonium from American bombs has to go by ship to France for processing, then back to the U.S. The round trip is risky enough, says Lyman, but once the Russians start shipping plutonium, it could be worse.
We're encouraging them to take plutonium and to disperse it to several different sites, to process it, and to transport it across vast distances. And all those links pose risks that the plutonium could be diverted or stolen for nefarious purposes.
Lyman acknowledges that nuclear security in the U.S. is tight, but Duke Power, not the government, will be protecting the MOX fuel at its reactor. The government calls plutonium a Category 1 material. It requires top-level security. According to Lyman, Duke asked the government's Nuclear Regulatory Commission for exemptions from some security rules, such as how many armed guards the company needs and which employees must get government security clearances. Duke got some exemptions, but NRC officials also told the company to add some security measures. Duke has yet to fulfill those, according to the company and the NRC. Meanwhile, the MOX fuel has apparently arrived from France. It was moved out of the port of Charleston this week by a government convoy of trucks, vans, and Chevrolet Suburbans to an undisclosed location. Anti-nuclear activist Tom Clements of Greenpeace and a team of protesters followed in their own convoy, not to draw attention to the shipment, he said, but to make a point.
The United States is really setting a bad example by beginning this program to use this mixed oxide plutonium fuel, and that's where the real risk is. It's not from people like us that are trying to point out the threat.
The government and Duke Power argue there is no threat. They point out that many European reactors already use MOX fuel. Duke Power's Steve Nesbitt says using plutonium for fuel is better than what critics propose, that is, burying it.
The country that buries its plutonium today could go and recover it relatively easily in the future, and you'd have the same problem. You'd have weapons-grade plutonium on your hands.
Duke Power won't get the MOX until it fulfills the government's security requirements, and the government isn't saying when that might happen. The official word from the government is things are working on schedule. Duke officials say they're confident the test will begin soon. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.